up to end the year on a tough note like this. But you know, individually, I just gotta get back to work. I think it's gonna be a big year for me next year, and you know, I think for myself, I'm gonna win my A game next year, and also have a chance to be somewhat of a leader too. So just have more responsibility next year and take full advantage of it.
What about you? Playing next year positionally, now that you've been experimenting here down the stretch?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know, center or left wing. I guess that's the thing. I think if, as a left winger, if you can take draws, it can help out your team. So, yeah, center obviously ended there, and we'll see how it goes. But just focus on the summer and be in the best shape possible to come back next year.
I think because of how the previous season went with you and Ennis and Stafford, it might have changed how people perceived you coming into this year, not realizing that you're still a rookie in the NHL. What did it feel like for you? And did you feel, do you think, maybe some of the struggles that do go along with being a rookie in the game?
Definitely. I'm learning a lot. I learned a lot about myself this year and just the way how to play this game. And you know, I think there's a lot of things to learn as a rookie. You know, you're going to make mistakes, and you're not going to have the best game. So for myself, it's just to be prepared next year. Come in 100% ready to go. And you know, it's tough. You have a lot of expectations on you. You know, obviously the end that we had in that year with Dennis and Stafford, it was great, and just things didn't click right away. So, you know, it might have, you know, not been the best taste in a lot of fans' mouths with, you know, the way they perceived us and the way they want us to play. So even as a player, it sucked too. You want to have chemistry with those guys right off the bat, and it wasn't there, and it kind of put a tough start to the season. So, but it's all about rebounding and becoming a better player, and that's what I'm looking for next year.
Are you prepared for a season of an off season of lots of change? Because that seems to be what's going to happen here if your team misses the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Yeah, definitely. Ready for it. I think there's a lot of you know, as a player, you have to change too. You know, there's a lot of things you learn about yourself in a year, and you know, it's my first short full season, so I think it's a you know, step in the right direction. I really gotta, you know, make sure that next year it's a year I gotta, you know, make sure I'm not talking to you guys at this time of the year. So and make sure that you know, we're playing for a Stanley Cup.
Just did anything change for you after a hot start to this year with Rochester and then the transition to the NHL? Like physically, did anything change?
You might be a little bit, you know, not worn down, but you know, you're playing a lot of games and you're in game shape, and I know that stuff. But you know, you have some bumps and bruises and things like that. But all in all, it was good to play in Rochester, and I was happy to have been able to play there and be up to game speed. But at the same time, it's you know, the transition from AHL to NHL is going to be different. And you know, I thought at the start it was a little bit of you know, there was some good times, and there's also games that didn't go your way. So you know, Rochester did help, and I was thankful to, you know, be able to play during the lockout.
You mentioned leadership already, and perhaps being more of one next year already, very early on. Mike Weber just mentioned it as well. Have there been those kind of talks within the group already about the onus being on everybody to be, you know, more of a leader?
Yeah, definitely. Everyone's got to be better. Everyone's got to be more responsible. You know, this is not a team that we should be missing the playoffs, especially you know, the way that we need to play. It's going to be a new attitude, and then for myself, I'm excited. I want to be a part of that new change, and I want to make sure that I'm on the right track with the team. And as myself, I want to be you know, obviously someone that guys look up to and can play under. So you know, for myself, it's just expecting a lot from myself next year, and then making sure I follow through with it.
When you look at that last handful of games, what was the transition to center like for you?
Yeah, it was a little different. You know, obviously just different routes on the ice and things like that, and then a little bit more responsibility in the defensive zone. I liked hitting guys and getting down low and be able to, you know, break the puck out and things like that. And faceoffs, thought I did pretty well on too. So it's a big key in the game. Faceoffs are huge, and just for myself, I thought, you know, it's difficult going from left wing to center no matter what, but it's something that you have to do.
You said it seemed like you're going more of a checking role from a scoring role.
Yeah, and that's just the roles that you gotta. I think that's coach puts you in it. You gotta make the best of it, and you know, it's just something that you know, you can be really crucial if you can, you know, be that check and roll that can shut down the top line. So that's something that next year I gotta focus on, and making sure that I'm ready to go next year.
Awesome.
All right, thanks guys.
Thank you.